pay attention. Get off your cell phones. Pay attention.
I don't really read as much as I should. However,
keep your radios locked. Are you mad or nah? Big mad, little mad.
It makes me real mad.
I'm gonna say or nah.
I'm pissed to the max.
Talk to me. Oh yeah, it makes me very angry.
Yep, you already know what time it is. It's your girl, POC. I'm back in these Philadelphia streets speaking with community residents asking, with record-breaking numbers with homicides here in the city of Philadelphia, an alternative local newspaper, Philadelphia Weekly, asks readers to guess what the murder rate will be between now and November 2nd, the day when residents head back to the polls for the general election for the district attorney. Whoever comes close will win street swag from the Philadelphia Weekly. So I hit the Philadelphia streets to ask Philadelphia residents, are they mad or not?
WHYY.
That concerns me because I feel that's making light of a situation that's very serious. It's one thing when you are trying to create lotteries to promote positive behaviors, but when you're looking at people who are being killed, we shouldn't make a game out of that.
Keep your radios locked.
And if you don't mind just saying your first name or part of the city you represent.
Eleanor in West Philly.
No, but really, what are you mad at?
Yeah, it's kind of strange to me. I think it's like really insensitive, and it's really distasteful because like it's a serious problem in the city of Philadelphia. So I'm not sure like kind of creating that kind of discussion around it is really like appropriate. So I don't know, maybe try a different approach. That's what I say. My name is Isaiah. I'm from Northeast Philly.
WHYY.
My name is Jeff. I live in West Philly. I mean, it does make me mad. To me, that's really trivializing, you know, tragedies that are happening in our city all the time, and placing the blame on like Krasner seems like, you know, maybe they could be focusing on finding ways to solve these problems rather than, you know, getting publicity off of people's deaths.
Big mad, little mad.
Yeah, I think that's pretty messed up that you have to offer stuff and that, like, they kind of treat it like a game, you know what I'm saying? Like a guessing game. Whoever guesses the closest gets stuff. I think that's pretty messed up. You know? I feel like it's getting really, really bad. And, I mean, you can ban all the guns, but I'm not sure how much that would help. But I believe that stricter background checks overall would help out the amount of illegal weapons in the street.
Thank you. And if you don't mind me just asking, your first name and what part of the city you represent?
My name is Matthew.
And what part of the city you represent?
South Philly.
Keep your radios locked.
Yeah, I mean, it was tone deaf. I mean, there's been a lot of violence, and I've, like, down the block from me, I've witnessed shootings happen, and like at community centers around me, and children have been affected by it. And yeah, I don't think it's something to joke about when it's something so real on our streets. I'm Rebecca.
Are you mad or not?
I'm repulsed by it. Certainly, I don't think that anybody should be trying to guess the amount of people that die every year or at any time. My name is Lance.
WHYY.
It definitely upsets me because I think so many people are dehumanizing homicides, and I think that's a clear example of that happening. So I don't like that at all.
Thank you. And if you don't mind me just asking, what part of the city do you represent?
I live in West Philly.
Are you mad or are you not mad?
It makes me feel sad because it's upsetting about all of the murders, and I think instead of trying to guess how many murders, we should try to do something to stop them.
I think it's unfortunate that someone in the public would ask that type of question. I'd like to know how many people the police are going to save.
Tune in! 90.9 FM, are you mad or nah? Follow Revive Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC.